Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm dining set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny's secret show for a motherfucking Friday. Why are you smelling your pits? You having a breakthrough?
Nobody had to know that that just happened.
Why? But why though?
I just wanted to check myself real fast. It was
check
like,
yourself.
Where am I at you know, this point in the day?
Oh. At 9 in the morning.
I didn't shower this morning, so I just wanted to check real quick, and it turns out I am good.
Oh, nice.
That's great.
A-okay.
I had breakthrough a couple weeks ago, and I was horrified because I never have that. And it was after that show that I went to. I think I told you guys about this, where I was watching this guy playing guitar from the Mother Truckers, and he was so fucking good. Uh-huh. And I make my way through the crowd, expecting to be groped at any moment, and I make my way over to John. I'm like, oh my god, can you believe how good this guy is? And he's like, yeah, no, it's amazing. I'm rocking the fuck out. That was, you know, because you had to yell so loud in there. And then, hey, Maria.
Just wanted to add that in.
So then we left, and we're driving home. I'm driving home. And I realized, I'm like, God, I smell BO. Like, what did someone nuke me? And then I smell, and I had I was like, did I maybe forget to put deodorant on?
And did you?
Well, I don't know what happened, but I had breakthrough. Like, I had stinky pits. I'm like, that never happens to
Was
me.
It a Friday, maybe?
That was a Friday night.
Okay, because I know that, like, before I had kids, I was pretty adamant about not having super long days. Like, I'd, you know, do our show, and I'd get a workout at the gym in, and then I was done. Mm-hmm. Go home, and I'd walk the dog, and I'd, you know, I mean, I had very... Since I've had kids, I have these days where I'm like, by 7 at night, I'm all, I haven't sat down or stopped going since 3 in the morning.
Yep.
And those are the days when there's that pit that, like, you know what I need? A long shower.
Yeah,
even if
shower.
I don't smell, I feel like I need a long shower. I don't like long days.
I love that. Like, I love that feeling. Like, I think that that's the thing I'd miss the most in the zombie apocalypse is the hot shower. I mean, there'd be a lot to miss, but we really take the hot shower for granted.
Agreed.
We're like, 100 years ago, there was not even any such a thing. Like, they'd have a bath, they'd heat the water over the logs that were burning.
It's like 15 years ago in Vietnam. I took a trip out there. There was no hot water.
What?
At the place, at my place? My grandparents' house.
Oh.
This is my grandparents' house. It was a trip. Like, you know.
Do they pump
showering.
Well water in order to bathe and cook?
I don't remember how that happened. I was a little bit younger, but I think they cooked some of the water to get some warm water
well,
if I needed
gotta
that.
You got to boil it if you're going to drink it.
Oh, yeah. No, that was, yeah, I forget how they did that. But it was, and there wasn't a toilet seat. It was like a hole in the ground
I love
a pea trap.
So awesome.
It's very strange, like, how we can be living with all of these, and we don't
amenities,
even take them,
right.
We don't even consider them luxuries, but we've got all these, and then, when I was in Nicaragua, the same thing, like, their shower is a flat spot on the ground where there's a hole below that the water can go down, and they use a bucket. They go in there with a bucket and soap up, and rinse off, and, and meanwhile, they've got Nikes. And they've got braces, and they've got hair gel, but they also shower in a flat spot in the house with a bucket.
Can't remember what we call it, a bucket. Mm-hmm. It's more like just a bucket. Yeah. The hot shower is an absolute fucking luxury. And if you're, like, sometimes, you know, you have, like, achy muscles, or you had a hard day's work, and you were hot, and you just stand there. I just lean against the wall and let it pound my back. And I feel guilty about it the whole time, but
wait,
I'm like,
you mean John? Oh, never mind.
What? Let it pound my back? I see what you're saying. Now I'm with you. No. I don't enjoy the showers as much when John's in there. Aww. You know why? Because we have two shower heads. And so when he turns on his shower head, the pressure in mine goes way down. I'm like, how am I supposed to rinse the fucking conditioner out of my hair with you using your side of the shower? God damn it.
You have a huge shower, Sarah. So much space for you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Spray is coming out from all directions. What are you talking about?
When the spray, when the stream is split into two shower heads,
less pressure.
It's way less pressure. I'm like Kramer on Seinfeld.
Talk about first world problems.
Yeah, my God.
No shit, right?
Talked about people having to shower with buckets, and you can't get the conditioner out fast enough.
Yep.
Jesus Christ!
God, what a bitch.
Okay, read this story, because we're going to run out of time, and I don't want to. I want to hear this story you teased us with.
All right, so here we go. OFOC, slurps all around, very long-time listener, first-time writer. This lady's... I read that she actually apologizes here. I want to apologize in advance for the long email. Not that long. One and a quarter pages, single space. Like, this is nothing compared to that four-page tome, which actually the lady did do a nice job shortening yesterday. Here we go. I'm a 37-year-old woman married to my husband I've been with for almost 14 years, married for 6, and we have a 2-year-old son. We met when I was 23 and he was 25. So they've been together a very long time. I knew prior to meeting my husband, my friend had set us up, that his father had passed away 2 years prior to us meeting. We met each other's families very quickly and all became very close. We started doing holidays, Christmas, Thanksgiving, etc. together about a year in. My mom, dad, brother, grandma, his mom and sister, husband's family lives in Fresno, so not too far. So sounds like his mom and sister would, you know, he'd lost his dad and mom and sister were coming and joining their family setups. And they, you know,
great. They
didn't marry for 8+ years, but they were definitely together. My brother is bipolar and extremely volatile, and my husband's sister is a handful. She is now 35 and still lives with her mom, her boyfriend, and their now 3.5-year-old child in a tiny house. So safe to say my husband and I do not get along great with our siblings. So she doesn't do well with her brother, who's bipolar, and he doesn't do well with his sister, who still lives with mom.
Okay.
I got pregnant in July of 2020 with our little COVID baby. And soon after that, my mom, who was my everything, my best friend, my confidant, someone I spent a ton of time with, was diagnosed with ALS.
Mm.
At the time, I was 5 months pregnant with her only grandchild. She suffered for 2 years, and I ended up taking off work to be her part-time caregiver for 7 months. I worked full-time and had an infant at the time. All of this was very stressful and straining on my life, relationships, and mental health. She just passed in December of 2022. And I'm still heavily grieving this loss. And what an awful, awful way to end your life. ALS is just so terrible.
And for as hard as it is on the person, it's
the people
also,
around you.
Yeah,
yes.
The people around take a huge hit. So she was really struggling and suffering as well. Got it.
Throughout this time, my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law were very unhelpful. They did not reach out to see how I was doing, did not offer to help us with childcare or anything else in our lives. My sister-in-law doesn't work because she's on disability, and my mother-in-law is retired. Then come February, we held my mom's memorial. Well, my husband's family RSVPs no online with zero explanation and zero follow-up. No call, no text, nothing. I was devastated. These are people that she invited into her life 14 years earlier and considered.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Is them part of her family? Since this time, both my husband and I have spoken with his mom and told her how upset we were about what happened. But she just blames it on my sister-in-law, saying that my sister-in-law is uncomfortable with death because of their dad passing 16 years ago. And duh, no one likes death. But they were close with my mom, and it's not about her. I've only seen them once since my mom passed, and I can barely stand to be around them now. Where do we go from here? I just feel robbed of a supportive family with my mom now being gone, my dad trying to be there for us, but also grieving. And now my in-laws basically saying, we don't have the bandwidth for you. My mother-in-law is basically raising my sister-in-law's kid. We don't have any help with children, no real village to speak of. I find myself resentful seeing friends of mine whose parents and in-laws are so involved with their grandchildren's lives, seeing them every week, taking them for overnights, cooking meals just for the family, and generally being emotional support for their children and grandchildren. We just don't have that. Any and all advice welcomed. Love you all. Call me Kay. I feel for you. You've gone through horrible tragedies, and I don't mean to compare my children's young life with yours, but I feel you on the watching other people with support systems. John and I were the only people in our family living out here on the West Coast, and until I was just about to have Sean when we got Susie. Susie turned out to be just such a freaking lifesaver. She's a Brazilian chick who now is married to a doctor and lives in Sacramento and runs her own spa. Like, she's this amazing woman now. She was a girl at the time, 20 plus years ago. And that was, she got us through this. And you do have people around you. It's, you know, you're still grieving so. I so feel for you about your mom. Just what a terrible way to go. And those people really let you down. I don't know how to make this better for you, except to say that as your kids, hope maybe you'll have more than one, I don't know, get older, you'll meet other parents with kids the same age, and you will find your own village in that. I just know that will happen. That's, you know, many of my very, very close friends and I met because I had kids, that we all had that in common, and we got them together and they played and we all went, oh, good Lord. So I say time will help this whole thing. but I don't have that much more to offer on this. I feel terrible for you. Your life fell apart. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. I'd say she's living with resentment, and that's unhealthy for you.
Yes.
I don't think that, based on what she said, and, you know, everybody deals with death a different way, and, you know, I do think that you should go to the funeral, but also some people don't. And they didn't necessarily try to hurt you.
But they were very cold about it, Vince.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, but it all started from that, right?
Yes.
It all started from the funeral.
That's what it seems
and
like.
Paying respect to him when he passed, or her, the mom. So, I mean, maybe they were just saying, hey, she couldn't deal with it, whatever. I mean, and having so it's, you can't necessarily understand somebody's psyche, like what their perception of death is, and people are afraid to go to funerals or whatnot.
Yeah.
I just think that it's healthy to at least forgive them for yourself, and not hold that resentment for now. I mean, I don't think they're trying to hurt you, but maybe I could be wrong.
I just think that she feels like at this time in her life, when her mom was ailing and she's pregnant with a kid, and then has a little bit, like these people that she felt like she loved and supported all those years disappeared for her. Mm. Like, I feel that, like, really acutely, like suddenly everyone that she thought was there for her was just gone, including her mom, and through no fault of her mom's.
Right.
It's just sad. Vinny, Alex?
Well, here's what I would say. First of all, I think, Sarah, you hit the answer to the problem. While ideally you would like to have family help you.
Yes.
And I should add, before I even get to that, what you explained about your own situation is what we're living right now as well. Like, Christina has tried to get my mom to move here. She's tried to get her mom to move here. She's tried to get her dad to move here, like, and all of that effort is because we need help. We need help. You want people around that can help you in a pinch. In right. most scenarios, most days, you kind of are prepped and you gather yourself and you look at your day and you go, we got this. You do that, I do this, we get this, I'll get the shopping. Right. But on any given day, there are curveballs, and you would love to have someone who can step in and help.
Right.
And most families don't have that.
I know.
Most don't. I think that there are a lot of families out there, and I hear these stories, single moms with three kids.
Yes.
And they don't have that or whatever. So I'm not saying, you know, pull your boots on and get with the program, but I am trying to say you're not alone. It happens to a lot of families. I think that as Sarah was reading the letter, and I kind of gathered that the dad's gone, the mom's now become hyper dependent on the daughter, mm-hmm. and the daughter is obviously codependent as well.
Yeah, there's something going on there.
Yeah, they've become their own little universe. That's their thing. I get that. That sounds stupid. Like that. So you can't go help a family member in need, or you can't be at a funeral. You can't send a bouquet of flowers and I'm sorry for your loss,
or even
you
just
can't
a
do
quick
any
phone
of that.
Call, right? It's so cold.
So I get what you're feeling, but I also think you need to look at what that scenario is and recognize it for what it is. They're not two people living out loud, living a full life. They are two codependents hiding in the house.
That is a great way to put it. They're not living a full life.
They're not, and that's clearly, you know, one of the things that's come out of this mental health movement, and I'm all for it, so do mm-hmm. not, you know, mistake what I'm about to say, but we have greenlit a lot of people just taking the easy out. We've greenlit a lot of people saying, that's too hard and scary, I don't want to do it, and I'm not. And that's okay. You don't have to. We don't want to push people. But, you know, hard and scary things, overcoming those things is part of what life is about.
And
life's
when you
challenges.
Do, right. You learn that you can.
I think that's one of the best things in life is looking at that thing that you don't think you're going to pull off and trying anyway. and maybe you only made it halfway. Maybe you crashed and burned, but at least you tried. These are people not living their full life. I would really just try to, this is what I would try to, I don't know that you want to forgive them or reach out to them or help them, but they probably feel like they're the ones that need the help. What I would say is you got to build your friend network. That what Sarah nailed it. You have to like, and her best friends are people who had kids her kids' age.
My
and
very
now they've
best
got,
friends, right?
They're still together, even though their kids are grown and went to separate colleges and stuff because of those years together. Yep. So that's all I can suggest is that when I heard Sarah say that, I was like, she just said the answer. That's it.
Unfortunately, with your kid only being 2 years old, it may take you a little more time. You know, for me, it really started when my kids got into full kindergarten, etc.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
But yeah, you made some great points about living a life in full. There are people, fine, okay, they're having mental problems, they're codependent, whatever their situation is, that isn't your situation. And don't spend your life and your time being mad at these people and their reaction to what you're going through. Instead, find ways to live your life as fully as possible. You have a lot. You still have your husband and your beautiful son. You have your little family unit. You have your dad who's also grieving. Make sure you're reaching out to him. Your brother, you've said you don't get along with, great. Just take stock of what you do have. Find those positives and continue to live your life in full. Don't let this and the loss of your mom shut you down or diminish you because you become so bitter and mad about it. Your mom would not want that for you. She wants you to be happy. I'm sure she felt terrible you having to go through the last years of her life with her. And now she would want you to be happy and free.
Yeah, and I know people are going to be quick to jump on, because I watch it on the text, they jump on things where you're like, oh my God, you are really a trigger finger. But I want to say, I understand there's a line between a healthy person being a chicken and needing to be pushed to go to that job interview or the thing or do the karaoke night.
Whatever it is.
But here they are now and they just can't get up there. And you got to, sometimes people do need a push and they do need to be encouraged and told, you can fucking do this. Stop being a baby. Pull yourself together and go face whatever you're afraid of.
Right.
And I know there's also, on the other side of that line, is the person who's going to crumble and who's going to fall apart and who can't make it. And so I'm not trying to say, I don't know those people, but it sounds like they're on the other side of the line. For them to just be so shut down to you and your feelings and the things you're going through, I think that they must be on the other side of that line. I don't think anyone can pep talk them into life. And so there it is. You know, I realize so certain sad. People have serious mental health problems. Other people are just chickens and need to be called out on that.
Right.
And I don't think that's
And just
that.
Remember, this too shall pass. You will learn from this. You will, you know, you'll take advice maybe from us, maybe from other people, maybe from your husband. Maybe you just like find some strength in yourself and you power through this. Things get better.
And I would say while we're talking about that, or maybe while I'm talking about that weird line between chicken and real mental health issues, you know, any one of us, I'll ask Sarah for the sake of example, and maybe, well, I actually know she blacks out during things. So what, like Sarah, imagine your first job interviews at a radio station. Imagine you're flying, like imagine the practice show that you, or the try, like I had to do a tryout in Chicago by myself.
Yep.
And it wasn't that I had to, cause I don't have to get a job in radio. I could do, but I want a job in radio. Now this is how, what I got to go do. Like
right.
There are things where you're petrified.
Absolutely.
And you got to talk yourself over the ledge and do it and,
right.
and find a way to breathe and find a way. And so I guess if anything, I'm encouraging people who feel that fear not to just take the out because people will excuse you as having a mental health issue. Try.
Fight it.
Try.
Fight back against it.
Yeah,
right.
Try. And if it really is that bad, then I understand what you're going through and I get it. But if it's really something that you can overcome, the pride you'll feel when you do will encourage you to do more in life.
Yep. You should live your life in full. I thought that was actually sort of a stunning sentence that you said in regard to the people living out in Fresno. And those are people who are in a house, that's their world, and they're not living their life in full. They've accepted that this is all life is for them. What the mm-hmm. fuck else are they going to do? Do not become those people. Live. Get out there. If you're bored with your life, shake it up. If you're sad about the situation you're in, do what you can to change it. And just, you know, fight against it. Don't just say, well, this is how it is.
And this isn't meant to shame anyone. It's meant to inspire people. So if there's someone out there who's about to write in and say, hey, you're a bit... No. We're hoping for that person on the just on shy of a real problem to encourage them to try and even fail, and it will still leave you feeling better than having never tried at all.
Yep. And may give you the braveness, that you the courage to take on the next thing
mm-hmm.
that you might also fail at. Alex, anything? I mean, that 70s mustache... It's like such a smart choice. You must have great sage advice.
There's great wisdom behind those teeth, Sarah. Give him a second.
I don't think so. I can relate to Vinny a lot, though. I remember first getting here and being pretty terrified when I first got in here. So just being able to push through that fear and to be where I'm at right now is almost like a miracle to me.
I'm very proud of you, actually. You're actually a good example of exactly what Vinny just said. You were so nervous. I remember early days, long before the pandemic, when you'd be in and you'd, you know, be trying to fill in for Bryn, and I could just see how nervous you were, but you were there and you were like, fuck it, I'm gonna try.
When I filled
this.
In for Bryn, I thought I was going to just
die.
Yeah,
I think that's what I started telling
you.
You're
not
gonna die.
Anymore.
You're not gonna die, you know. No
I was
one
just
dies
so scared.
In radio.
Yeah, but
you
I
did it.
Exactly. And I think I agree with Vinny as well on the mental health stuff and things like that. Like one thing I see right now in sobriety is just kind of the enabling thing. You know, we wanna like make excuses, I guess, for people.
Yep.
You know, and when I first got sober, it was like I know that sobriety is a thing where you want to be, you want to help somebody, but sometimes when you're trying to help them, you hurt them. And I think that I needed a push in sobriety. I needed not people to be mean to me, but to tell me the truth, be honest, and really give me a push.
Yeah.
So I relate to that as well. And also what Bryn said, you can't, I feel like you can't hold on to those resentments because they will eat you up. So
yeah, and when
little.
I say like forgive them, like, I mean, just for yourself, you don't necessarily have to go out and reach out and hang with them. Just don't
let
see
go of that.
You're
right.
So pissed about them. And you don't, you know, don't
and
let that get
you
to
up,
you.
Right.
It eats you up. It fucks up your life. So
100%.
Anyway.
I think we did a great job. And then all the therapists are going to write in and be like, I can't believe you are such a good therapist.
And if you guys think about something real quick, let me just add this. That sister, by the way, after her mom passes, if things go in the order that they should, she has been a shut-in and has been completely codependent on her mom her whole entire life. Not just her childhood, but her adult life.
Yep.
She might actually have the nerve to need you on the other side of that. And you're going to be like, what the you are coming to me for help now?
But maybe that'll be an opportunity for you to be generous and to help her.
Right.
And maybe you can save someone because you were able to let this go.
Right. That's my point.
You know what? We're so goddamn good. I don't know how we do it. I just don't know how we do it.
I can't believe I am such a good person.
I don't even remember what I said.
Of course you don't, because when you're talking on the radio, you never remember what you say. You're just blobbing it out. That's how it works.
Was it good? I can't remember.
No, it was great.
Yeah,
okay,
cool. You did great.
Really fucking good.
Bye. Absolutely. Have a great Friday, you motherfucker.
The end.